Masechta Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah continues discussing the Machlekes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai from the previous Mishnah regarding whether a person is obligated in Shvisas Kalim, that even his vessels, his inanimate objects, should not be doing Melacha on Shabbos. Beis Shammai Aimrim, Beis Shammai says, Ein Neisnin Einin Shal Pishtan Latecha Taner. A person cannot put bundles of flax into the oven. After the flax was combed, it was put into the oven and heated up to whiten the flax. And this is a malacha of malabing, of laundering or whitening the flax, which is going to be turned into linen. You can only put it in el kadesh yavhilu b'yom if there be enough time for it to become heated while it's still daytime on Friday before Shabbos. V'leyas atzemer liyera, he can't put the wool into the pot that's going to dye, where there's dyes to dye the wool. Elakadesh yikle to ayin, only if there's enough time for the dye to become absorbed, and this is before Shabbos, because otherwise it's going to be doing the malacha of tzviya, of dyeing, and his pots will be doing this malacha on Shabbos. Beis Hillel matir and Beis Hillel permits these things to be done. He has no concern about the inanimate objects doing the malacha on Shabbos. However, regarding the fire aspect, the Rav points out that Beis Hillel requires that the pot has to be off of the open fire, so there's no concern that he may come to stoke the fire, and it also needs to be sealed closed, so there's no concern that he may stir it to further the cooking process. But regarding the fact that his pot is doing a malach on Shabbos, that's not a problem at all. Beis Shammai says, "Ein parshim mitzudes chayav eifes v'dagim." A person can't put out traps on Friday to catch chayas, wild animals like deer or birds or fish, el kadesh yitzaydim v'vaydayim, only if there's enough time for him to catch before Shabbos, that the trap should be full before Shabbos and not trap on Shabbos, because that would be the malacha of tzida, of trapping. There's no problem if the inanimate objects are doing malacha on Shabbos for him. Mishnah Zion discusses another machlekes between Beis Hillel Beis Shammai regarding Amira La'akum. There's an Isser Midrabanan to have a non-Jew do malacha for you on Shabbos, and there's a machlekes in this Mishnah, how far reaching is that problem of Amira La'akum, Amira L'Nachri, speaking to a non-Jew to have them do a malacha. Beis Shammai says, Ein Meichrin La'ev D'Kechavim, you can't sell an object to a non-Jew, this is right before Shabbos, V'ein tayinan imay, and you can't help him load up his animal right before Shabbos. V'ein magbiyan alav, and you can't help lift things up on him to help load up the non-Jew himself on his shoulders with a load to carry. Ela kadesh yagia l'makam karav, unless there's enough time for him to reach a nearby place before Shabbos begins. Otherwise, if there's not enough time for him to reach there before Shabbos begins, and you're going to send him off to a place where he's going to go still travel on Shabbos, it's going to give the appearance that you had him do this for you on Shabbos, and it's going to look like you're doing Amira Le'akum. Beis Hillel matir and Beis Hillel permits this. He's not concerned that people are going to make this mistake and think that you asked him to do it for you. Here, the non-Jew is doing it for himself. The Rav points out that even according to Beis Hillel, there needs to be enough time when you sell him an object for him to get out of your doorway, out of your house. You can't have him walk out of your doorway on Shabbos with the item that he purchased. It'll look like you did the malach on Shabbos. As long as he gets out of your front door, that's not a problem. Even though he may be traveling with it into Shabbos, that Beis Hillel was not concerned about.